Hi, this is Jim Robbins, and you're listening to the audio post version of my recent blog post called Don't Create a Theology Based Upon Your Disappointments. Too many times we build a theology around our lack of something we hoped we should have by now, or our disappointments. For example, we might conclude or build a theology that says, "That just doesn't happen in my life. God doesn't work that way." You were hoping, for example, to be further along in your prayer life, but aren't where you expected to be after all these years. You hoped you could experience more of the supernatural rescue of God, but wonder why it seems so fleeting and so seldom. So you create a theology that says, God just doesn't work that way anymore, or at least not in my life. Or here's another possible example. You might conclude or build a theology that says, the Christian life is not about me becoming stronger. For example, you were hoping to see more growth in your life, a developing and maturing strength that others seem to have, but seems meager and dwindling in your own journey. So you create a theology that says, God doesn't expect us to grow or us to become more capable and stronger over time. It's all Jesus' work anyway. He'll act in us and through us, but we aren't going to do the growing. But wait, why wouldn't you expect to see an increasing love for your enemy, or discernment, or an unpressured one another kind of love developing over time in you? The assumption that, quote, the Christian life is not about you doing all the right things is true, but if overstated, can turn you into a marionette puppet, where Jesus pulls all the strings and bypasses your will, your heart, and your mind, robotically moving you wherever he wants to. The idea that, quote, God doesn't expect you to grow, usually comes from the legitimate claim that we shouldn't be striving to live from the arrogant and self-aggrandizing energies of the flesh. Depending upon the flesh for the victorious Christian life is directly counter to walking in the Spirit. However, the suggestion that you shouldn't expect to grow in the Christian life or become stronger overstates it. We should expect to grow. But how? That's the question. The answer is by cooperating with the Holy Spirit as He does the work of releasing our new appetites, desires, and tendencies, those new cravings He's placed within our new and noble hearts. Otherwise, it would seem inconceivable that Jesus would live in you, yet leave you unchanged, without any sign of unpressured yet increasing growth. Now, there may be pain, wounds, and assumptions in the way of that growth, all of which Jesus wants to heal, but you can expect to grow. I mean, haven't you grown since you first started walking with Christ in some way? Your heart may be pinned down in places, but it's still noble and true. Yes, it's all radically dependent upon Jesus' work, but it still causes you to grow. It's an unpressured growth over time, but a maturing, full-hearted living nonetheless. So here's perhaps a caution for us. Don't turn a disappointment in your journey into a theology about how God works. Be careful not to assume that a lack of something is a sign that what you hope for doesn't even exist. It will lead you to resignation or shortchange God's surprising work in you, rather than leading you to a more full-hearted life. If you want to find out more about what it means to live from a good and noble heart, you can go to my website, thegoodandnobleheart.com, for more resources or for the book that I wrote. Thanks.